So I'm sorry I laughed when you said there's a lump in your titty and soon you'll be dead. It's the sort of prank you'd pull, and for what it's worth, those tears on your cheeks could have sprung out of mirth. When your kid was run down by the Wienermobile, what could I have thought, but it wasn't for real. The schism between us grows broader each day. You're always so deadpan, why didn't you say you weren't kidding? Oh no. You encountered that body up Four Mile Creek, the time you went hiking alone for a week. Came back all trembling, shook up like a leaf. I thought you were exhausted from uncontained glee. No, you were serious. You were. When your Aunt Doris got mad cow disease, when your nephew was stung by 500 bees, or when your ex came down with genital warts, when you told me some planes had crashed into New York, when your boss died beating off with his neck in a noose, when you witnessed that camper get stomped by a moose, or the blind man that walked straight up the pier, how could I have guessed it wasn't all clear? Totally serious now, I know. Now I see. When you said that you no longer had feelings for me, at first I was hurt, but now I see. Now I know. I can never be with someone who can't take a joke.